Donald Trump roared out of the convention with a dim flourish, depicting a faltering nation faced with a perilous world. His themes were the usual Trumpian boasts that our country's threatened by illegal immigrants, trade deals, and wars that spilled American blood. He also described the streets of a nation rendered unsafe by a bloodbath against the police. There was little nuance in Trump's message, yet he did embrace themes that conservative Republicans have relied on for decades. His isolationism revolves around the trope of America First, recalling the 1930s appeasers of German aggression led by Charles Lindbergh. Trump's law and order refrain reprised Richard Nixon's 1968 campaign. His anti-immigrant rhetoric harkens to Republican policies of the back-to-normal 1920s, when the federal government shut down immigration to Southern Europeans, particularly Italians, Greeks, and Portuguese. What Trump's convention lacked was unity and optimism. There was little of the sunniness that endeared so many voters to Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. There was no mourning in America in Trump's address, no references to John Winthrop's shining city on a hill. At most conventions, Democratic or Republican, the nominee usually makes a plea for delegates and voters to unite and utters phrases such as, "We can do things together." Trump said he can do it. The only thing that seemed to unite all the GOP delegates was disdain for Clinton. "Lock her up" was perhaps the most memorable chant of the confab. Now it's up to Democrats gathering in Philadelphia to counter Trump's message. First, they need to bring their party together after a spirited nomination joust between Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Tad Devine, the Rhode Islander who's a top Sanders operative, says there's still hard feelings among some Sanders supporters. Yet he's confident the two sides will come together as the Sanders forces win progressive platform planks and get changes in the superdelegate system so loathed by the Vermont senator. Watch for a decrease in the number of superdelegates as the convention forges rules for the 2020 election. Don't be surprised if the new rules make it difficult to court superdelegates far in advance of the early primaries and caucuses. The Rhode Island delegation staying in the same hotel as delegates from the other New England states that back Sanders: Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Lauren Nidell, a Sanders delegate from Gloucester, says she hasn't committed to supporting Clinton until she sees how Sanders is treated in Philly. She says it's essential that Sanders supporters are allowed a roll call vote. Echoing Devine, she also says the Clinton campaign needs to embrace Sanders' ideas through the platform. On the more pragmatic side is Sanders delegate Josh Miller, a liberal state senator from Cranston. Miller says he's a bit frustrated with some of the hardcore Sanders delegates. At this point, Miller says the goal of the convention should be to fall in line behind Clinton and ensure that Trump doesn't become president. Democrats also need to reintroduce their candidate to voters, particularly the suburban independents in swing states who will decide the November election. This is tricky because it's difficult to change perceptions of a candidate who's been in the spotlight for decades. Hillary Clinton needs to forge a message that speaks to disaffected voters who have not done well in the global economy, as well as galvanize the party's traditional supporters, organized labor, black and Latino voters, and educated women. Democrats also need to comprehend the new realities of politics in 2016. People who've been left behind by the economy have real grievances. How she speaks to these folks may well determine who wins. Clinton may be the pre-campaign favorite, but in this summer of discontent, this presidential election is nowhere near a done deal for either Clinton or Trump.